As Haiti stockpiles hurricane food supplies, a ministry is frustrated. Christians reach Muslims during Ramadan, and are there no wells for thousands? Problem solved. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane season emergency food stockpiles in Haiti are at nearly 147,000 tons. It's an irony for groups trying to get food that's already there cleared through customs and off the docks. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
the port situation in Cap Haitien is almost impossible to deal with. So we need somebody reliable enough to bring it in to know that it will get to us.
Last month, DeHart says they'd found a partner who would do that. That agreement fell through yesterday, and she's starting over, which is bad news for their ministry.
I can't reassure anybody that there's any food in the chain on its way down. So what they've got is what they're going to have to deal with now until we get these problems solved. And when the food is gone, it's gone.
They act as the hands and feet of Christ in Haiti, so pray for quick resolution.
We can show that God not only is concerned about their souls, but also about their daily being.
Next, for years, many organizations have been focused on either helping the underground church in China or the above-ground church there. Up until now, World Serve Ministries is focused on the underground church in peasant areas. However, Ken Leggett with World Serve says with China quickly turning into an economic power, people are migrating to the large cities.
We're seeing a new church emerging in China, and that is an above-ground house church in urban settings with professionals and intellectuals attending them. And World Serve is looking at how do we best work with this new church that's growing in China.
Since rural house churches have difficulty reaching well-educated urban business people, World Serve wants to equip these urban church leaders.
World Serve is called to advance the gospel and impact nations. And what better way is to work with the new emerging leadership? Urban professionals who are boldly proclaiming their faith, movers and shakers within the church, within the business circles, and within the community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Ramadan is a time when Muslims seek God, get together with families, and watch television. David Harder with Sat7 says Ramadan is the highest TV watching time of the year in the Muslim world.
So we at Sat7, we are also putting on new shows and programs we want people to watch as they're flipping through. And so your listeners can be praying that people will tune into Sat7 and receive life-giving programs at this time of the year when so many people are really sitting down and watching TV.
Like other stations, Sat7 has special programming for Ramadan. Pray the programs will reach many people who are soul-searching and seeking God in the next few weeks.
Often jihad actually means to really have war with yourself and getting the evil stuff out. So many earnest Muslims will be having that kind of jihad against their own sinful nature, and in that process, many of them are crying out to God.
Meanwhile, a lone cameraman came back with landmark footage from his trip to the Gambia. He captured people's shock and excitement the first time they viewed the Jesus film. 97% of the Gambia is non-Christian, but this man's video proves that people are ready for the message of the gospel. Seeing the film in their own language, they believe that Jesus really did heal the sick and rise from the dead. Give now to double your gift to this life-changing ministry. And 25,000 people with no water pumps. That was the situation in the Zing region of Nigeria before Living Water International stepped in. The Zing community had water, but none of it was clean. At the end of 2008, Living Water began searching out the best place for 5 new wells. Today, the project is complete and thousands travel to the Zing community to get clean water every day. Pray the new wells will be a reminder of God's provision for their people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will set your gaze toward Christ and will encourage you to live your faith out loud. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.